We are 2,000 years past the death of Christ. His 12 apostles dispersed around the world to preach his word. Peter went to Rome. Matthew went to Judea. James the Greater, who was the son of Zebedee and Salome, and brother of John the Evangelist, and who may have been Jesus' cousin, is the one who goes to Hispania. According to tradition, his task will be to preach the Gospels in the far land of Finisterre, the end of the known world at that time. But when he goes back to Jerusalem, James is captured and beheaded by Herod Agrippa in 41 AD. He then becomes the first apostle to be martyred. Legend says that the apostle's dead body was taken to Galicia by two of his young disciples in a boat guided by angels. They sail through the entire Mediterranean Sea up to the port of Iria Flavia in the province of Galicia. And there he was finally buried at Mount Liberum Donum. The body lay undiscovered for some 800 years, until a hermit saw a glowing light that indicated the sacred place where he found the saint's tomb. King Alfonso II built a small church in his name, but Alfonso III in the 9th century declared Santiago, the Spanish for Saint James, the patron saint of his kingdom, and built a large church fit for the event that started to drive thousands of followers in all Europe to Santiago. The glowing light of the bright star that pointed out the burial place gave it the name of Campus Steli, Field of Stars, Compostela. In the 12th century, Pope Calixto II declared that the pilgrims who visited the Cathedral of Santiago in a holy year should be free of all their sins, just as those who went to Rome. The holy year is celebrated each time on the Apostles' Day, July 25th is a Sunday. This means that the Jubilee is celebrated in a recurrent series of 6, 5, 6 and 11 years. Pilgrims may obtain indulgence in holy years from January 1st to December 31st if they visit the cathedral and the Apostles' Tomb, and if they say a prayer, go to confession, and receive Holy Communion. For this reason, thousands of pilgrims started to set out for Santiago. Most were moved by their faith, in search for salvation and wishing to reach the Apostles' Tomb. But some others walked away in order to serve penalties. There were even those who did the pilgrimage in somebody's name in exchange of money. All pilgrims wore the same clothing and carried a pumpkin shepherd's hook with water in it and the shell. This shell became a protective signal, since the person who robbed a pilgrim was accused of a great crime and could be sentenced to death. In order to assist pilgrims, many monasteries, churches, hospitals, asylums, bridges and roads were created. In those places where pilgrims converged, small urban nucleus started to develop, turning into villages and cities which today are part of one of the most important roots in the Christian faith.